Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Malka.
Good afternoon. I assume you're the only one on right now.
Yes, sir, I think so. Hello.
Good afternoon. That just changed, Malka.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serura, Alpha Gimel, Yutak Sadi, Kabil Rinat, Amchas Kagbenu, Tahalenu. No, Rata, Kufre Shayan, Sintai, Dorshe Yehuta, Kevavat, Shamrain, Nun Gimel Dalit, Yutashin, Bahem Taharim, Rahame Sikata, Tamid, Tam, Blame, Betted Reish, Tarita, Gimel. Bachasin Kadosh, Perotuka, Nael, Adata. Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geh, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kedushata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Hei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumo. Shin Kufav, Sadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will say the eighth verse of the Anabakoa in a whisper. Welcome, everyone. Our class today is continuing the principles of Kabbalah, the basic structure of the basic classes. You'll find the revealed wisdom matrix is the source of our class today and our handout today. If you go to the revealed wisdom matrix, in the left column, the basic classes are listed one above the other. Scroll to the seventh row. And it is a basic class on tzedakah, on charity, on tithing. When you open up the landing page, right at the top is the handout. When the handout opens up, I'd appreciate if you'd notice that it's not right at the beginning. The reason for that is the first part of this handout is for material that's taught during the month of Elul, because Elul is considered an appropriate time, a good time, to do Teshuvah. But in order to do Teshuvah, you have to know what Teshuvah is. That's where we will begin reading, where it says basic understandings of Teshuvah from Kabbalah. And the basic understanding of Teshuvah is not repentance. Repentance means typically people think it means I'm sorry for something I did. Teshuvah is much more than being sorry for what you did. When you're sorry for what you did, you don't change the pain that the other person felt. It doesn't change the action. The process of teshuvah does change the action. And I know that's hard to believe, because after all, whatever's happened in the past continues. It can't be changed, and it affects and it impacts our current present. And essentially, it impacts our future. We will start the class with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabri hu ishkite bib hilu urhimu hilu ut hilu urhimu le'achta l'shem yud he bavav he v'yehuda shorim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah v'asok Torah mitzvah v'ayhino amadunai Eloheinu alena ma'asei yadena k'nenei alena ma'asei yadena k'nenei. Wouldn't you like to know how to change your past? This is one of the most important aspects of the tool Zibug Dehaka'ah, binding by striking. It has a different name. It's called Teshuvah. But it is essentially the deepest form of binding by striking. Let's begin our class. In the last two classes, we have taught you the concept of Zibug Dehaka'ah, binding by striking. Now we are going to take this concept to a deeper level that deals with the following spiritual law. To illustrate this tool, this law called Teshuvah, one must keep in mind the metaphor of the Cineplex movie theaters, as well as the following discussion. In modern-day American convenience stores, they are operated almost on every corner. These convenience stores are usually owned or operated or managed by immigrants who are living their perception of the American dream. They work long hours for relatively little wage rates, yet perceive their lives as better than where they grew up, and know with certainty that their children's lives will be better than their life. They will give every advantage to their children that they can afford. To this end, they do not mind working the long hours or even experiencing the security risk that they take, providing snack foods for people who may be high on drugs. And when they need a new fix, they will sometimes resort to breaking the law and these stores with one person working late at night. Provides a perceived easy opportunity to rob or to steal money for their next drug buy. Now imagine that you are the wall of one of these convenience stores with a perfect view of all that happens in this store. You are also connected to other locations that provide you with perfect knowledge of what takes place in these locations. One is a jail cell, and the other is the home of the manager of this convenience store. It's 2:30 a.m. on a Friday night. There is only the manager on duty behind the counter. You have seen him come to work at 10 a.m. that Friday morning and work in the office ordering materials, scheduling deliveries, going to the bank to make the deposit from last night, You saw him come home around 3 p.m. to wait for his kids to get home from school and to help them with their homework until his wife came home at 6 p.m. from her job as a housemaid. The family sat to eat together and shared their tales about their day for 30 minutes or so, and then Dad came back to the store. Altogether, he was approaching his 12 hours at the store, plus the 3 hours of childcare for his normal 17-hour day. He only had 2 more hours till the day shift manager would arrive. Does it sound like a happy life and the American dream that you would live? In walks a customer who picks out a six-pack from the freezer and walks up to the counter. He asks for a pack of cigarettes. As the manager turns around to get the cigarettes, the customer takes a pistol out of his back from his belt. He points it at the manager. Give me all of the money. The manager gives him all of the $20 bills and all of the $10 bills. And while he is getting the $5 bills, the robber says that there has to be more because $30 is not enough. The manager points to the sign that says the cash register automatically is dumped into the safe, and there is no change for more than a $20 bill. The robber starts to get angry and tells the manager either he opens the safe or he will shoot him. The robber starts waving the gun like he means to shoot the manager, and in the excitement, the gun goes off and kills the manager. The robber runs out of the store right into the hands of the police, who had been called by the silent alarm when the last $20 bill was removed from the cash register. The robber takes a plea bargain and pleads guilty to second-degree murder and is sentenced to life in prison. Now, when the wife and children wake up in the morning and Dad is missing, they get scared and they call the store. The police answer and find out where they live, and they send someone to inform them of what has happened. Now, what kind of a life do you think these 10 children and the widow will have? Kabbalah says that if the robber will do teshuvah, which we will discuss below, then the action of this murder will be as if it never happened. Kabbalah says that the life of the robber will not be in jail, since he has returned to Hashem through teshuvah. Kabbalah says the life of the widow will have her husband restored to her, and they will be just as happy and fulfilled as before. The children will have their father restored to them and will live out the dream that their father and mother have for them. The true American dream for the next generation. Do you believe this is possible? Remember the Cineplex. Doing teshuvah is more powerful and a stronger tool than binding by striking. It actually is exactly the same tool, but on a deeper level. If the robber does true and complete teshuvah, the robber will be paroled from jail and live a happy and fulfilled life. The widow will marry again to a billionaire who sends all of her 10 children to the best universities, giving them the wonderful opportunities that only the American dream can provide. Do you think this will happen? Most people will say no. So let's change the question. Do you think this can happen? We will use this example to help understand what is teshuvah and how to do teshuvah. The The Hebrew word teshuvah means tashuv behei. Teshuvah is spelled in Hebrew tashin vav bet hey. Teshuv means to return. The letter hey can be a metaphor, it is a metaphor, for the physical world. Teshuvah actually is telling us that when we do a negative action, we weaken. The word that is spelled Tafshin, we weaken the tetragrammaton name of Hashem. We do this as a metaphor for separating the physical world from the other spiritual worlds. When we do Teshuvah, we actually reconnect the physical world to the spiritual world and bring the flow of beneficence, the flow of goodness called Shefa, into the physical world. We can understand that doing a negative action means hurting someone, including Hashem. Of course, we do not hurt God, but the intention to hurt God is considered a negative. Not helping someone when we have the opportunity is considered negative. Doing any item that is included in the confessional prayer called Vadui, we will discuss it below and in more detail during the preparation for the month of Tishrei. Any consciousness that is based on a desire to receive for oneself alone is considered negative. All of these are generally considered negative actions. When we do a negative action, we separate the lower hay of the tetragrammaton and weaken the Shekhinah. Doing Teshuvah returns the lower hay and strengthens the Shekhinah. For those of you who have not heard the term Shekhinah, it is usually defined as the female aspect of Hashem. Actually, it is a mental construct that can be changed by human activity. It can be either weakened or strengthened. It is created as the antithesis of the negative force called Satan. The Satan, the Shekhinah dichotomy, is what is illusionary about our physical world today. The relations between these two constructs are what give us the illusion and the appearance of free will. I am sorry for the difficult things to consider, but in my opinion, the power of Teshuvah needs to be perceived through this duality. There are four levels of Teshuvah. There are four steps to the action of Teshuvah. We are going to discuss these actions and these levels now briefly. The four levels of Teshuvah are called lower Teshuvah and upper Teshuvah. And in each of these has two aspects. This is what creates the four levels. Let us understand the lower level of Teshuvah by reminding ourselves that Teshuvah is usually translated as repentance. Would someone define repentance, please? Please do not tell that it is that I am sorry. That's not repentance. Saying I am sorry does not resurrect the convenience store manager, and he can be resurrected. Actually, he will be resurrected, but that is a different discussion. Repentance is actually going back to the future in the words of a movie title and the words of Rabbi Philip Berg of the Kabbalah Center. Repentance is returning to the moment of the negative action and changing it so that when we return to the now or the present, we are in a different movie. Lower repentance is when we return to the now and the event still happens as it, and is in our memory, but the effect and judgment of that negativity has been sweetened. Upper repentance is when we return to the now, when we may or may not have the memory of the event, but the effect of that event is not in the movie at all. Would someone like to explain the upper and lower repentance or tissue by using the convenience store example? Lower teshuva is when the robber is paroled from jail and lives a happy, normal life without suffering any ill effects of his time in jail. Lower teshuva is when the widow gets a good job that allows her to help their children with therapy and other benefits of society and allow them to move on with their lives. Upper teshuva is when the robber is paroled from jail and starts an internet startup company that provides jobs and other societal benefits and is honored as an upstanding member of the society. He becomes a billionaire and agrees to give away 3/4 of his wealth to charity. The widow also marries a billionaire, and the new couple raised the children to be happy and productive members of society. To reach the level of upper teshuvah, one must realize that one caused all of the pain and suffering involved. I mentioned this before, but it needs to be brought home to you. What if someone steps on your foot when walking in the movie? In the movie theater. He cannot see your foot, and there is not enough room or space by the design of the seating and the desire of the theater management to maximize their seating capacity. And the desire of the theater management is to maximize their seating capacity. Most people think and rationalize these situations as part of the reason or stepping on someone's toe. This is not true. The person whose toe is stepped upon needs to feel that pain. The feeling of that pain is a wake-up call. The person who steps on that toe does not need to be the channel from the Creator to cause that pain. Therefore, the person who steps on the toe must perceive himself as totally responsible for causing that pain. He cannot think that the other person has some mitigating factors in the event. You are always the cause. You must realize that you have caused the earthquakes that killed people in China, even if you have never been to China. Now, what I am about to say is difficult to accept, so I am reminding you to not believe a word of what I say, but try the steps of Teshuvah and see how it works in your own life. Remember, of all the people involved in the convenience store story, all of them have previous incarnations. The robber was killed by the manager in a previous incarnation. Yet we have a mitzvah that says, do not murder. Leave that to the Creator. Do not take the man's life yourself. Otherwise, the universe becomes an endless pendulum of murder and death. Chas v'shalom. Perhaps that is why we have endless wars, since most people do not learn Cuckoo Kabbalah. And those who do learn Cuckoo Kabbalah do so intellectually and not emotionally and not experientially. That is why I have so few students, because I do ask you to take into your life these tools of binding by striking, teshuvah, and other tools that you will learn in the future weeks. By the way, I am not complaining of having too few students, yet there could be an increase in your students and your friends when you begin showing your friends the changes that happen to you from learning Kabbalah. The wife and children needed to experience, for some reason, the loss of a husband and father as part of their life lesson. Otherwise, they would not have that event happen to them in their life, in this lifetime. How do I do teshuvah? Teshuvah can happen at any time by any person. Yet there are times that the universe supports the concept of teshuvah more easily. One of these times is the period we are in right now, and this class was given during the period of Shavuot, which we'll explain when we reach it next year. But the two times are the months of Elul and the period of Shavuot. Right now, we are not in any of those periods, except that there's a period of judgment coming. Perhaps we're in it now because the pandemic says we are. The more we cleanse through teshuvah, through lower teshuvah, the more connected we will become, and the more the laws of teshuvah will apply to us, the effect of teshuvah will apply to us. I'm skipping one paragraph. Hashem will need to assist you in showing you what you need to change and what you need to do teshuvah about. He will send you people and phone calls and memories that you have not seen or thought about for years. You will also meet new people in this life that you have something to cleanse from a previous life. This period can be stressful, yet it is a great opportunity to do your spiritual work. Step one of teshuvah. Identify for yourself some action which you consider a mistake and make that as the action that you will do teshuvah about. Step two, confess your mistakes. This is done verbally in words to the universe. There is a Hebrew version of a universal confession. We will discuss this later in the advanced series. This confession is exact and specific and needs to be done in your own language. It is best to include the list of people and things that were hurt by your action. What this is saying is you describe the action, you know what the action is, but you contemplate who got hurt by that action. How do these ripples of effect impact the whole world? Step three, identify and apologize to each person that has been hurt by this action. For mistakes and sins between you and God, there is no need to make any restitution, since you truly cannot harm Hashem. For mistakes and sins, there must be restitution according to the Torah law. This means theft pays a 20% premium. This is just one example. Call me and ask for specific discussion regarding this area of restitution, if you are clear about it. You need to apologize to everyone you hurt. You need to make restitution to everyone that needs to receive restitution. In the example above, the robber needs to apologize to himself, to the guards in the jail, since they put their lives at risk, and he is part of that risk. He needs to apologize to the city at large, since the business will now fail, and the tax rolls are diminished. He needs to apologize to businesses, to the children, and to the widow, of course. How about the parents and the brothers and sisters of the manager? What about the other employees of the store? How about the friends of the manager? Is that in that it takes a significant amount of thought about which one has hurt to determine who needs to be apologized to and to whom and what kind of restitution needs to be made? When you ask for forgiveness for your actions to those you hurt, you have free will. They do not have to forgive you. Your teshuvah will be incomplete if they do not forgive you. If your apology is insincere and rote, your teshuvah will be incomplete. If someone chooses to not forgive you, the obligation is upon you to ask a second and even a third time. Once you have asked a third time on three separate days, then you are released of this obligation, and your teshuvah can be complete. We will discuss this more in the advanced class. The last step, step four, is only necessary if you wish to reach the level of the upper teshuvah. If you have achieved the level of doing completely the level of the first three steps, you can reach the level of lower teshuvah. To reach upper teshuvah requires going back in your meditations, your visions, in your thoughts, your mind, to that moment of that action. You must see the room, the incident, the thoughts, to that moment of the action. You must think back and realize how wrong your action was. You must reach a consciousness where that action makes you sick to your stomach. That action will cause you to vomit. That action will cause you to gag when you smell the gunpowder or whatever smells you experienced at that moment of the action. Those items will come back to you and haunt you. They will cause you to get sick to your stomach and gag. They will cause you to be so offended at yourself, so afraid, concerned, so clear that this is not the action you should have done or that you want to do today. You will reach such a state of consciousness that it is impossible for you to do that action again. And Hashem will actually be willing to testify in a court of spiritual laws that you will never do that action again. While you're in your meditation, you've gone back to the past. You have changed the action. And when you return to the present moment, to the now, that now is not in the same movie that you entered the meditation. It is a totally different person that you have become. And the negative actions that you had done were never done. If those negative actions, the effect looking for the cause, because that's what the boomerang law actually is. You do a positive action, that positive action is going to return to you. Just like Teshuvah is returning the hay. That positive action is going to return to you. The effect is looking for the cause. You are the cause because you did the action. The effect is looking for you. Since it can find you as a positive action, there's no reason that you want to change yourself. That positive action will find you and reward you, but not reward. Remember, it's just the effect. You will become the effect. You will become the co-creator. You will change yourself. When you change yourself, the effect is still looking for you. But it can't see you because you're not the person who did the action. You're not the same person. You have changed. Remember, binding by striking has four steps. Teshuvah has four steps. There is a one-to-one correlation between these two sets of four steps. Teshuvah is easy to describe. It is never easy to do. Before we go on, does anyone have any questions about Teshuvah? We've taught you the basics of Teshuvah. It's easy to describe. It's never easy to do. Continuing, there's a Teshuvah. This is an unwritten commentary. There is a Teshuvah for my actions, my personal actions. But there's also a Teshuvah for the generation that I'm in. And I'm not just in one generation, I'm in many generations. I'm in a generation of 70 years. I'm in a generation of 50 years. I'm in a generation of 49 years. I've been a generation of 22 years. It could even be say that I'm in a generation of every year of my life is a different generation. when I need to do a teshuvah for the generation, it may be that it's my part in the generation. And I might be an important person, like a Moshe or a King David or an Aaron, a priest. Or it might be just somebody to bring a child that I didn't bring. Or it might be something that I brought a child, but I had the wrong consciousness to bring that child. So I brought another person's child. Whatever my action of wrongdoing for a generational level, if I'm reading the following essay by Rabbi Yaakov Menashe, who is presently hospitalized with the pandemic virus. So we are all praying for his healing. Hey, it's Yaakov. His mother's name has escaped me at this moment. So his name for this healing meditation and this reading of his wisdom, his writings, is for Yaakov, the healing of Yaakov Ben Sarah. May he and all those who suffer from the pandemic virus be healed by changing themselves, by waking up and experiencing this. The Rambam, Rabbi Moses ben Maimon, states that all the prophets commanded us to make teshuvah. The Jewish people will only be redeemed through teshuvah. The Torah has promised us that finally Israel will repent at the end of its exile and will immediately be redeemed, as it says, V'chayah ki yava'u alich kol hadibarim ha'ele v'shavat Ad Hashem An Aleph Vashev He Aleph Et Shebutecha Verachamicha Vashev Begapat Sich. And it shall be that when all these things come upon you, and you shall return to Hashem your God, Adonai, your God, will return your captivity, will have mercy on you, and will return you. Rabbi Yaakov Menashe said, it seems to me that if the final redemption will only come through repentance, and that in the end everyone will have to repent, then it is in our best interest not to wait until we are forced to do so later. Heaven forbid, but to make teshuvah now. Teshuvah can be made at any time, but as we know, the month of Elul, the 10 days of repentance, are specifically the time for teshuvah, and we should not miss the opportunity when it is in our hands. The period of Shovavim is a time of opportunity for sexual improprieties to be changed through teshuvah. Continuing to read, According to the sages, this is my commentary, the items that we need to do is for the generational teshuvah are hatred for no reason. Sinat hinam. This needs to ask a dream question to know what each of us performed in our previous life that was the root of sinat hinam, hatred for no reason. The first and last verses of the Anabakoth, each time you say it, the first verse and the last verse, you are doing the generational teshuvah. It's much stronger if you do it on your specific answers, your specific actions. Another item of generational teshuvah is Lashon Hara. And it is difficult to achieve teshuvah for Lashon Hara. The more words of Torah that you speak daily is the technique to utilize to overcome and transform your Lashon Hara. You put a billion words out into the universe that was Lashon Hara. You need to put a billion words out into the universe for teshuvah. To transform your Lashon Hara into good speech, Lashon Tov. The third item is teshuvah for the lack of desire for the redemption. Are you ready to go to the modern state of Israel? Do you desire, do you yearn for the redemption? Today I heard someone say, I'm so overwhelmed by this virus and these marches and all of these aspects of change. I don't have time to process them. What do you do? This person just threw up her hands. She didn't do anything. She's not doing anything. She's turned off the TV to not listen to the news. And that's a good first step. But the point is, she's not integrating it. It's overwhelming to you because you have the responsibility to do some generational teshuvah. You need to ask the dream question to find out what it is. You need to accept your responsibility in the creation of that pandemic racism, in the pandemic virus. What did I have to do with the virus? It was over in China. It came through Italy. What do I have to do? I've never been to Italy. I've never been to China. What do I have to do with that? It's your responsibility as part of the generation. You have enough light that people will not do actions that invite those viruses to jump from different animals to humans. It's your responsibility. That's what teshuvah is. It's your responsibility to do binding by striking. It's your responsibility to do teshuvah. It's your responsibility to find out what is the most that you can can be. It is your responsibility to find out how you can become the most that you can be. You need to desire, to yearn for the redemption. The temple isn't in existence. Oh, well. Ho-hum. No. You need to feel the pain that that lack of the temple provides us. We need to change ourselves. We need to do the Vidui's confession daily and nightly, twice a day. We do it as part of the nighttime Shema at night. You have an opportunity to do it every day in the morning. Most people don't. They don't feel that energy, that lack. They don't think, I did adultery. They don't think, I did all of those 44 different negative actions. Where did the 44 number come from? It comes from our blood. In the Psalms or in Proverbs, I don't remember where, it says that our negative actions are written on our bones, are written in our blood. There are 44 communal negative actions. 22 representing direct light and 22 representing returning light. It's time to say the Vidui. Most people who pray three times a day are saying it in the afternoon prayer, right after the Amidah. The nighttime Shema includes the Vidui, the confessional. And it said in the communal level, it doesn't say, I did Teshuvah. It says, we did Teshuvah. We did adultery. We killed. We stole. We coveted. These are not made up terms. Every one of us have done each of those, if not this lifetime and an earlier lifetime. It's time to do Teshuvah. It's time to do Teshuvah. It's time to do Teshuvah. And everyone, please say Amen.
Yeah.
Class is over. Does anyone have any questions? We have two more classes today. One is at 4:30, the Deep Zohar class, and one is at 7 p.m. It's the writings of the Ari. It's an essay from the Ari for the Parasha of the week. Are there any questions? Go forth and perform Teshuvah. Return the hay. Reattach the hay. Accept your responsibility. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.